Next patient is Brenda Parsons. The last name is P A R S O N S. Brenda is the first name, B R E N D A. Clinical case of a 66-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A/A1. The laboratory workup that we obtained on October the 23rd of 2023 shows that the serum creatinine is 1.2, the BUN is 10, and the estimated GFR is 49.5. The fasting blood sugar is 141. The phosphorus is 3.4. The patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. In the urinalysis, there is no activity of the urinary sediment. Number two, the patient has a coronary artery disease, a history of coronary artery bypass graft with PCIs. The patient had a Watchman procedure for the atrial fibrillation, which is on Plavix. The patient has, according to the echocardiogram, the possibility of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, period, following number chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. We had a lengthy conversation with this patient regarding the side effects of the nicotine abuse. This is a self-inflicted process that in the presence of diabetes mellitus and cardiovascular disease increases the atherosclerotic process exponentially. And we are suggesting the patient to stop once and for all. Stop the nicotine abuse once and for all, period. And next, the patient has arterial hypertension. The arterial hypertension today is under control, 125/79. Following number of hyperlipidemia, the serum cholesterol total is 110. Triglycerides 162, HDL is 30, LDL is 47. Following number. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. We are going to give the patient an appointment in 6 months with laboratory workup, hoping by that time the patient has quit smoking. Okay. Paragraph, we invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the recommendation, 7 minutes.